There was a young damsel of late, was wooed by a dad very old. He had a right worthy estate, besides store of silver and gold. His service he proffered her then, yet he was as pale as a ghost, he being full 80, and she was but 19 at most. But ever when he drew nigh, the damsel would straight reply, "I'll never have you, for what can you do? Oh, fie upon Fumbler's fie! Although I am wrinkled and lean, yet I will be loving to thee, and dock thee as fine as a queen if thou wilt be married to me. Both silver and gold I have store, and yet though thy portion is small, if I had 1,000 times more, yet you should be mistress of all." But ever when he drew nigh, the damsel would straight reply, "I'll never have you, for what can you do? Oh, fie upon Fumbler's fie! I tell you, my amorous girl, if thou wilt be but my bride, I'll give thee rich jewels and pearl and 20 new knick-knacks beside. A tower and top not so fine, a mask and a delicate fan. Oh, tell me now, wilt thou be mine? Endeavour to have an old man." But ever when he drew nigh, the damsel would straight reply, "I'll never have you, for what can you do? Oh, fie upon Fumbler's fie!" He proffered her still to advance her, but thus with discretion said she, "You're old enough to be my grandsire, and therefore no husband for me. For when I behold your bald pate, and strangling hairs white and grey, oh, then at a sorrowful rate, I weeping and sighing shall say, 'Oh, what a hard fortune have I! Though married a maiden must I, there is my grief I see in relief. Oh, fie upon Fumbler's fie!'" Now hearing the damsel's intent, and finding he could not prevail, away to her mother he went, and told her a pitiful tale. "Your daughter she is in a rage, and all my kind proffers won't heed. Besides, she despises my age, which ought to be honoured indeed. For when I to her draw nigh, she makes this strange reply, 'I'll never have you, for what can you do? Oh, fie upon Fumbler's fie!'" She straight to her daughter did send, before the old man went away. In duty she straight did attend to hear what her mother would say. "My daughter, you well understand that he has good treasure enough in money, nay, cattle and land, with abundance of good household staff. Then, daughter, tell me but why you will not freely comply?" Said she, "He is old, his blood is cold. Oh, fie upon Fumbler's fie!" Her mother did hear her, therefore she straightway did call her aside. "You know he has riches great store, and therefore you must be his bride. And as for the pleasures of youth, if he can't get daughter or son, believe me, I'd have you in truth do e'en as your mother has done. For when my old dad would deny to yield me a daily supply, I still had a friend my will to attend, for fie upon Fumbler's fie! Thus you may your sorrows relieve, although an old Fumbler's wife, it is easy to make him believe you love him dear as your life. You need not his jealousy dread, if that you will make but each night a cordial and put him to bed. Then befooling him laugh outright, 'My daughter, I cannot deny, but wives may want a supply, which if it be so, abroad we must go, for fie upon Fumbler's fie!'" The damsel she gave her consent, and they the next morning were wed. The day was in merriment spent, at length they did hurry to bed, And then said the feeble old man, "My fancy I'd willingly feed, but a young nurse I need, to whom wealth I leave in my will for the deed. In bed he grunting doth lie, which makes her often reply, 'I still am a maid, and shall be,' she said, 'Oh, fie upon fumblers, fie!'"